This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It never occurs to people to use the experience of having a meal as an opportunity to minister to somebody. Oftentimes people will call for counseling and say, let's just meet for coffee somewhere. Let's just meet for lunch. And I'll buy. I don't always do that, but I do it sometimes. But there's a barrier that comes down and people are open to talking. In fact, sometimes people are more open to talking over a lousy meal than they are just sitting in an office somewhere talking to somebody. It's official, you know, official meeting. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus gives this powerful, powerful answer. It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And you have Jesus' mission statement here. I have not come to call the righteous. I've come to call sinners to repentance. There's several things that come out of that. Jesus isn't interested in meeting the needs of self-righteous people. He really isn't. God's job description isn't to make you happy. I've actually met people that have said in so many words, isn't God's job to make sure that I get what I want? Isn't it God's job to make sure we drive the nicest car? Isn't it God's job to make sure we get that house? No. Jesus said, I came to call people to repentance, which is the most important need in life. Your greatest need in life is not to be happy, it's to repent. And my greatest need to repent, which means to turn 180 degrees. Repentance isn't just feeling guilty. It's not just feeling sorry and saying, oh, I messed up. Repentance means turning 180 degrees. Literally, that's what the word means, to turn, to turn. I want to talk about self-righteous people. This surprised people in the first two services, but people can be an atheist and be self-righteous. I've met them. Some of the most self-righteous people I've ever met in my life have been atheists. I am proud that I'm an atheist. I'm so intellectually informed. And I am so proud of my intellect and my IQ and my station in life. And so you can be an atheist and be self-righteous. You can be a fundamental Bible-believing, go-to-church-every-Sunday type of Christian and be self-righteous. And I've met them too, and so have you. People who have the attitude, God, you're so lucky to have me. I hope you appreciate me. I hope you appreciate what I bring to the table. And I hope you appreciate our skill set and what we do and our personality. And the Lord says, I don't want to hear that. It's not why I came. I came to not call the self-righteous people, but to call sinners to repentance. God called you to repentance. That may be a word for somebody today. I've got news for you. It's a news flash. God called you to repentance, to turn. Let me tell you why. It's interesting. The very first message I did for Luke when I started this series, I did something probably that was awkward for some people. I started at the last chapter. I said, we're going to look at the last chapter, and I presented it like a prosecuting attorney presents a case when the prosecutor gets up in front of a courtroom. The first thing they do in the opening statement is say, we're going to prosecute this man, this woman here, and we're going to show you over the course of the trial this evidence, and we're going to show you beyond a reasonable doubt that this person committed this crime, committed this murder or this robbery, whatever. And they state kind of a general overview of the case. So that's what I did with Luke 24, and it says in Luke 24, the last chapter, that Jesus came so that the message of forgiveness and repentance could be preached. That's why he came, repentance and forgiveness. Why? That's what you need, and that's what I need. It's the greatest need in your life is to be forgiven, not to be happy. You need to be forgiven. And so do I, and so do I.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.